Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. You're back with Show Nicole, and I have Miss Anika Jenkins on the phone. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, Shell?
I'm doing very well. I thank you for taking the time out to speak with me today about Show Me Shoes Foundation. I've done a bit of research on your foundation, and it is doing some marvelous things. So let's
begin
by giving our listeners a brief overview of the foundation. Show Me Shoes Foundation is dedicated to the restoration and empowerment of young girls by providing them with the tools that they need to help them develop into successful, thriving young women. It was established in 2009, and you all will be celebrating 6 years of service during the Moguls in Heels Atlanta celebration, and that's coming up on Friday, September 11th. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct.
Well,
and I must say we're really, really, really excited about this celebration. It's something that we've never done before. First time in Atlanta, and our event is actually sold out. So we are looking forward to serving some women and encouraging some other women and moguls as well. So
I was unaware, so it's the first time in Atlanta.
Yeah, well, this is the first time that we're doing something of this caliber. So we've normally have done where it's just a regular shoe drive. We partner with different venues or restaurants where we celebrate, you know, and have food. But this time we wanted to do more and give back to those who support us, and that was to bring in some moguls to talk about business and the impact that we make on our families and communities.
Okay. So first of all, let's discuss the overall mission of Show Me Shoes Foundation.
Yes. Yes. So the overall mission, our goal is to help women in need, whether they're in homeless shelters, are battling any kind of financial losses. And what we do is we accept new and used donations and give back to women in need. We like to say that we restore confidence starting at the soul, the S-O-L-E. So we all know, you know, as a woman, how it feels to have a new pair of shoes. So we want to bring a little light to that, as well as encourage them to love themselves and find love within themselves and who they really are.
I just I'm amazed by that concept. I like it. I really do.
Thank you.
What led you to your initial interest in establishing the organization? Because you are the founder, am I correct?
I am the co-founder, yes. So myself and founder Siobhan, we're both from Kansas City. We met early 90s. We went to high school together and been friends since then. We both love shoes, and she had a concept where she wanted to create an organization, and I was already mentoring some young girls at the time, and we both love shoes, and it made sense to create Show Me Shoes. So, you know, we said we're going to get together, we're going to host an event, we're going to get some shoes and help some women, and the response that we got was amazing, and we saw that we needed to do more. So we went from just doing the shoe drives to creating additional platforms, such as things like Prom Project, where we invite juniors and seniors in high school to come out, and they have an opportunity to shop for free prom dresses, and they get makeovers for their very big day. And we also offer master classes where we give women in need opportunities to go behind the scenes of the workplace. Maybe it's something that they could be interested in, to learn what goes on in that place, the possibility to make some connections to work in that facility. So we try to provide opportunities for women who may have had, you know, again, some financial downfalls, might not be feeling the confidence that they need to step out on their dreams and goals, and we like to do that within our organization.
So generally, how do you run across these women? Do you partnership with other nonprofit organizations? Do they come to you seeking assistance? How does that work?
That's a very good question. So we do a lot of partnership with other organizations as well as local homeless shelters and housing shelters here in Atlanta and Kansas City as well as in Los Angeles. So here in Atlanta, actually, Sunday, right after our anniversary celebration on Friday, on Sunday the 13th, we'll be hosting a pop-up shop with Mary Hall Freedom House. So this is a new partner of ours. So the shoes that we get donated on Friday will be gifted to these young women. They'll be encouraged by Johnna Brown, who is a speaker, and they'll have an opportunity to shop for the shoes that we collected from our anniversary celebration. So a lot of it is relationships with different shelters and organizations in their respective cities.
And, again, that will take place when? What you just mentioned will happen when? After the celebration?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the pop-up shop will happen at Mary Hall Freedom House on September 13th.
Okay, wow, you're very active, very moving.
Yes, we are. You know what, we love September because, again, it's when it all kind of started and was birthed and we had our first event. So it's something that we definitely like to rally around and just continue to do what it is that we do.
I want to go back, take a step back, and focus primarily on the platforms you spoke about very briefly, Prom Project, Prom in the City, that is created to assist high school juniors and seniors who may need assistance for the basic necessities for a prom. Now, we all know how excited we get about proms. It's an exciting time. So what types of things can our listeners do to assist with that? I know you take donations.
Absolutely, yes. We definitely take donations. We take dress donations of every size, every shape, size, colors, and what we find that works really well, we know it's wedding season. So all the ladies, hold on to your bridesmaid dresses, your maid of honor dresses, and then bring them out. So we'll be hosting in October a dress drive and shoe drive for Prom Project that will take place in March. But the actual dress drive will take place in October. So just make sure that you follow us. My website is showmeshoes.org for an official date and time. We'll be doing karaoke at Wet Willie's, so that will be fun. So you can bring your dresses and sing us a Jodeci tune or two if you'd like. but they can bring donations, and we like to create partnerships also with makeup artists, different sponsors. If you have jewelry that you would like to provide with the young girls, you can also get you can contact us via our website to be a part of this event as well.
Let me take this opportunity to stress that the donations should be, of course, cleaned and in good condition. And I believe fewer than 4 years old. Is that specific?
That is absolutely correct, yes. And we like to say gently used. Yeah, if you won't wear them tomorrow and, you know, you're just like, let me think about this, then bring them on over. But if the heels are hanging and you're scratched up, you know, we want to rethink those. So, yes, gently used and around 4 years old.
Okay. Masterclass. Now, I got excited about this one because it is a goal to educate young women, and I just like the title of it, Masterclass. It just has a certain essence to it that I like. And is it only open to young ladies ages 14 to 19, which is that correct?
That is correct. So right now it's just the younger generation, yes, so 14 and 19 years old. But we have been thinking about providing those opportunities as we meet women in shelters who really don't know which direction they want to go, to provide them with that opportunity to see what goes on in different businesses. We've had young ladies to visit a radio station and upcoming with the CDC. They're giving us an opportunity for the young ladies to tour as well. So we are thinking about actually raising the age, and we'll make sure to make an announcement once that's become official.
And what exactly is a part of that? This is not textbook education, so to speak. As you said, it's about the behind-the-scenes look. So the attendees, do they specify to you what they may be interested in, and then you set up dates with respective companies? Is that how that works?
Yes, it could work that way. Or what we normally do is just use the relationships we have and tell them we have, you know, an opportunity of girls who are looking to learn about their field. And if they're open to it, we invite them out for a day of learning. So if they're anything like me, and while we focus on the younger youth, when I was in college, I changed my major several times because I was unsure what I wanted to do. So to be able to give this opportunity at a young age, it allows them to see what things go on in a business. I know when we did a tour of the radio station, you know, a lot of people automatically think, oh, the DJs, but they don't think about production and the sales department and promotions and programming. They don't think about all the other assets that come into a business. So we like to provide them with an opportunity to see that. So it's usually a four-hour day where we visit a business, we provide lunch. They get a tour of the business, and once we finish the tour, we meet with some of the executives and the team to talk about their roles within the company, as well as how they got into that field and what's the best ways to get into that field. So it is very educational in a sense of getting the behind the scenes, the real deal, as I call it, the real deal, holy field of what goes on in businesses.
Oh, good. Excellent. Now, the shoe drive, that's an annual ongoing event. And
correct.
Again, you take new and gently used shoes, and they're collected and redistributed to the young women. Again, this is done in partnership with other charities when you redistribute the shoes?
Correct. That is correct. Other charities are more so home shelters, local shelters.
It sounds like this organization is really dedicated to serving the women. And right now, I'm just going to say hats off to you. I was really floored when I reviewed your website. The photos were excellent. Smiling faces all around.
Yes.
And it just seemed to promote a genuineness about what you do at Show Me Shoes Foundation.
Oh, thank you. We really appreciate that. You know, again, it was just something that was an idea we've always wanted to serve, and to be able to see the smiling faces on these women when they get these shoes and the opportunities that they've been given, it just kind of keeps us going and to continue to, again, do what it is that we do. So thank you for allowing us to spend time with you to talk about the organization, and we look forward to continuing to grow and to, you know, continue this relationship with you and be able to talk to your audience about all that we have going on.
Well, that's wonderful. But before we wrap up, because I really want to talk about the upcoming event that's coming up on September 11th, let me take a quick break and highlight some other things that are going on this Labor Day weekend, and then we'll come back very quickly and wrap it up. Does that sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Hello, everybody. We're going to take a moment to find out what else is happening in Atlanta this Labor Day weekend. There's a lot going on. I was out last night in Atlanta. There is so much going on in this city. I couldn't wait to get back home. But there's a lot happening, and we want to make sure we bring you up to date. So there is Driving Miss Daisy, presented by On Stage Atlanta. Driving Miss Daisy is the winner of the 1988 Pulitzer Prize and the Outer Critics Circle Award for Best Off-Broadway Play. The story is a warm-hearted, humorous, and affecting study of the unlikely relationship between an aging, feisty, white Southern lady and a proud, soft-spoken Black man. Driving Miss Daisy is presented by On Stage Atlanta at the On Stage Atlanta main stage today at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. The venue location, On Stage Atlanta, is 2969 East Ponce de Leon Avenue, Decatur, Georgia, 30030. And the phone number is 404-897-1802. Again, that number is 404-897-1802. Also happening in Atlanta is the Join the Hungry Ear Coffee House Singers and Songwriters Forum, also today at 8 p.m., gather together there where four local artists will perform their favorite cover songs and original music with the stories behind the lyrics. Performers include Cindy Craven, Bruce Gilbert, Ron Hipp, and Rick Diamond. General admission is only $5 at the door, and the event will take place at the Northwest Unitarian Universalist Congregation, 1025 Mount Vernon Highway Northwest. That is in Sandy Springs, Georgia, 30327. The phone number there is 770-955-1408. Again, that number is 770-955-1408. Welcome back to the 411. I am your host, Shel Nicole, right here on 101OasisRadio.com. And thank you again, Anika Jenkins of Show Me Shoes Foundation, for joining me today.
Absolutely.
We're going to wrap up our interview with Ms. Jenkins talking about a wonderful event that's going on this weekend, celebrating 6 years of service of Show Me Shoes Foundation. Anika, give us the highlights on that.
Yes, so this Friday we've invited some moguls out to just kind of celebrate the impact that we've made on our families and communities. So this is a day of celebration for Show Me Shoes. Again, we're celebrating 6 years of serving. So we're saying it's a day of networking, empowerment, and fun. And what I love is that we've invited some amazing women right here from Atlanta that what they're going to do is share their gifts on being successful and what it means for them to be soul, S-O-L-E, beautiful. So just to give you an idea of who we have coming, we have Miss Ashley Neely, who is the founder of Mindless Mavens, which is a graphic design company. We have a creative consultant at Cooper Joel Pin Productions, Nita Pin. We have the co-owner of one of my favorite shoe teaks, as well as the ambassador for Show Me Shoes, Dee Johnson, who is also the co-owner of Garb. We have the Georgia State Representative, one of the youngest Georgia State Representatives and founder of Speak Out Loud, Erica Thomas, and also the manager and co-owner of I Heart Hair, Inc. will be a part of this panel, and it's all going to be hosted by Brandy Cohen, who is an actress, commercial artist, as well as talent, on-air talent here in Atlanta. So we have some amazing women who will, you know, kind of network with our guests and share their stories again on what it means to be successful. So we're looking forward to this Friday. The event is actually all sold out. However, you could still support Show Me Shoes. You can drop off your shoe donations at the event. You wouldn't be able to attend if you haven't RSVP'd. However, we are taking shoe donations as well as monetary donations as well. And for more information on this event, you can go to showmeshoes.org and just look for the tab that says Moguls and Heels.
And is this event a mix and mingle type of event, or are each of your guests going to be present a forum, and will there be panels, or is it more mix and mingle?
Great question. So it's a little bit of both. We'll actually start off the evening with a networking mix and mingle. I like to call it a power hour. So there'll be food, light bites, I should say, you know, no full dinner plates, but there'll be light bites and beverages as well as a live acoustic music from Courtney Michaela, a young student here in Georgia who has a beautiful voice. So we'll be serenaded with her, and then we'll have a forum that will start about 6:45, 7 o'clock, where the ladies will have an opportunity to share their stories. And immediately after they share their stories, we'll continue the networking. And, you know, if you want to connect with any of the panelists, you have the opportunity to do that as well. So the event is from 6 to 9, again, on Friday, September 11th. But you must RSVP, so, you know, if we have anyone that drops off, just kind of just keep looking around. There might be a seat or two available soon.
Is there a date wherein, you know, no one can actually get a ticket to come, like a final sales date, even though we're not selling, so to speak?
Well, it is actually sold out, so we are at capacity right now. So we have been emailing our guests, making sure that they do confirm that they are going to be in attendance. So in the event that they're not, we're asking them to, you know, just remove themselves from the list via Eventbrite. So there may be an opportunity for a seat, but we are actually at capacity at this time.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for clarifying that, because you did mention it.
No problem.
And again, about your organization, they can donate, or they can just actually go and review the website and see all that you do. That is showmeshoesfoundation.org. And before I let you go, we just want to briefly tell our members about some of the awards that your organization has been awarded. There's the 2015 CenterLink Community Choice Award.
Yes. And that is from our hometown, Kansas City. We were just granted that this fall, so we're really grateful for the community of CenterLink and my lovely city. I'm born and raised in Kansas City, Missouri, so we definitely appreciate the support that we've got from that team as well. And we also were nominated with the Black Celebrity Giving for Midwest Nonprofit of the Year this year, again, with Black Celebrity Giving for what we do with our services. So we've been honored. It's been a great honor to be noted, to be recognized for the things that we're doing within our community in Kansas City, Atlanta, as well as Los Angeles. And we were also recently nominated for the Trinity Awards, which was my first time attending this year. We had a wonderful time and look forward to attending next year as well.
Well, I'm glad you got to attend that. I actually did a brief interview about the Trinity Awards, another outstanding organization celebrating nonprofits.
Yes.
So you were honored there. That is wonderful. Absolutely. That is
yes.
great.
Thank
well, Ms.
you.
Jenkins, I wish you the best of luck with this event and many more
Thank
years
you.
Of continued success. Your professionalism and your dedication is just so noteworthy. I personally want to thank you for joining me today and for enlightening our audience about Show Me Shoes Foundation and the hard work your members contribute to our community. Again, their intent is to restore, starting at the soul, that's S-O-L-E. We know that, you know, they also mean the soul, a restoration and empowerment of our young women, our youth, and developing them into successful young women is just something that we say hats off to you. So best of luck.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you again for having me.